我的心有啲咁多祈祷。
Shall we first pray?
我哋嘅父神，我哋敬拜赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we praise and worship thee.
因为你用你自己嘅恩典嚟拯救咗我哋。
Because you have saved us by your grace.
你召聚我哋上到你自己嘅面前。
You always gather us before your presence.
用你自己嘅话语嚟俾我哋得着喂养。
Feed us with your words.
用你自己的亮光来叫我们得到引领。
Lead us by your light.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thanks and praise our Lord.
更藉着你自己复活的大能，在我们的身上边显明了何等的恩典。
Through the power of resurrection, you have manifest your tremendous grace upon us.
你不单止救我们脱离了罪和死。
You did not only save us from death and sin.
并且你要救我们直到你嘅完全嘅荣耀嘅里边。
You would save us into your perfect glory.
我哋敬拜赞美我哋嘅主。
We worship and praise our Lord.
为咗今日下午，我哋喺呢处有一啲嘅聚会交通。
For the sake of this afternoon, when we have some sharing and fellowship,
我哋一同嚟仰望你。
We look upon you together.
但愿我们的主，你的心意在这个地方得到发表。
May the Lord be able to reveal your own heart and mind.
叫我们这班蒙恩的人更深地晓得你在我们身上所要做成的工。
So that for all of us who have received your grace, we'll understand more what tremendous work you have done in us.
求我们的主用着赐人智慧启示的灵来开启我们。
May the Lord open our hearts with the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们里面属灵的眼睛打开。
To open a spiritual eye in our heart.
可以看见你手里面所作一切的工。
So that we are able to see all the work you have been doing.
又帮助我们属灵的悟性可以提高。
Or to raise up our spiritual understanding.
来明白你所定规的一切的作为。
So that we are able to understand, all you have predestined to do.
叫我们众人都受吸引来快跑跟随你。
So that all of us would be drawn to follow you faster.
我们仰望我们的主，你下午在树显出你格外的同在。
The Lord, we pray for this afternoon you would, show your presence, more obviously.
叫我们众人都在这个地方遇见主。
So that all of us here would be able to meet with the Lord.
我们感谢主，因为你喜欢将你自己赏赐给我们。
We thank the Lord that it's your good pleasure that you would give yourself to us.
求主叫我们在聚会的里面没有一个人是失落你自己所赏赐的恩惠。
Oh Lord, we pray that none of us in this meeting would be left behind for all the grace you are going to bestow upon us.
感谢赞美都要归给你。
Now all the thanks and praises be back to you.
祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
感谢主，我们一次有机会在这个地方来从主的话的里面有点的交通。
I thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity that once again we can share the word of God with you.
我想弟兄姐妹，我们先来看一小小的诗篇做我们的开头。
Shall we turn to the book of Psalm to start off?
87篇。
Psalm chapter 87.
我们将这篇诗篇整篇来读一次。
Shall we read the whole Psalm, Psalm 87?
用广东话来读没问题。
You can read in Cantonese.
你用英文来读没问题。
Or you can also read in English.
如果你用国语来读一样没问题。
You can also read in Mandarin. It's alright.
我们一起来将这篇诗篇读一次。
Shall we read the whole psalm together? His foundation is in the mountains of holiness. Jehovah loves the gates of Zion.More than all the habitation of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon among them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there, and of Zion it shall be said, this one and that one was born in her, and the Most High himself shall establish her. Jehovah will count when he inscribed the people, this man was born there, Selah. As well the singer as the dancer shall say, all my spring are in thee. If we read this psalm in details, then we'll find this psalm is very special. If we do not pay attention to the details of this psalm, then we will find this psalm is talking about something which is very glorious. No matter how far we can understand this chapter of the psalm, we find this psalm very special. Particularly if we understand the background, then you will find this psalm very, very special. The special place is, the special part of a certain point of this psalm is that it's the praise out of the Israelites to God. However, the content of this psalm speaks of the acceptance of all the world, all the people in the world by God.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得以色列人，佢哋一直系觉得神系拣选佢哋。
But sister, you have to know that the Israelites, they always think that God has chosen them.
唔单止系从前拣选佢哋。
Not only in the past.
到如今都佢哋仲系神嘅特别嘅拣选嘅。
Even today, the Israelites are the special chosen people of God.
唔单止系拣选佢哋。
Not only they have chosen them.
而且系除咗佢哋之外，神冇别嘅拣选。
And in fact, other than them, God has not chosen any other people.
嗱，呢个系以色列人佢哋嘅心思里边一个好重要嘅情形。
This is something very important to the Israelites.
如果你晓得佢哋嗰个心思系咁样，
if you know that this is their thoughts.
而你读呢篇诗嘅时候，嗰个内容咧，系同埋佢哋嗰个心思系好唔相同。
But if you read of this psalm, the content is very different from what they believe in.
因为佢哋喺呢处发表一件事情，神唔单止悦纳佢哋。
Because here is this psalm express one thing, which is that God accept not only the Israelites.
而且悦纳佢哋嘅对头人。
But God also accept their enemies.
如果我哋话神悦纳以色列人以外嘅其他嘅人咧，呢个咁嘅情形咧，就系好似仲比较轻轻的咁多。
If what it says here is that God accept other people other than the enemies of Israelites, perhaps we can accept this.
但系喺呢处嘅地方咧，你睇到佢所提到嘅嗰啲嘅外邦人。 每一个被提到的民族都是以色列的死对头。
But here, all the nations being mentioned here are the enemies of the Israelites.
不单是当年是他们的死对头。
Not only at that time, these people, these nations were the enemies.
直到今天看到都是他们的死对头。
And even today, they are their enemies.
你知道我前日来到Hebron。
Brother and sister, you know that 2 days ago, when I arrived in Heathrow Airport,
Edmund and a group of brother and sister were very anxious. Eddie
came to the airport to take us.
到了没啊？
There are many phone calls to Eddie asked whether Bao Wang has arrived or not.
当然我就根本不知道发生什么事。
Of course, I myself did not aware what had happened.
Eddie 都不知道发生什么事。
Even Eddie didn't know what actually was happening.
神根本就不让我们知道。
We thank God that actually God did not allow us to know.
如果神让我们知道的话呢，
If God allow us to know,
那就 我哋又唔知道我哋当时系焦急啊，定系彷徨啊，定系点样？我哋唔知道。
Well, we do not know what our feeling would be, whether we would be anxious or whether we frustrated or otherwise. We have no idea.
但系我哋好安然嘅咁就出咗飞机场。
But very peacefully, we just came out from the departure lounge.
Eddie 打电话翻嚟话：，唉，到咗啦，接到啦。
Eddie then phoned back and tell us that you know, they arrived. I've got them.
他们大家好像心里面就放了一个大石头。
Then in the heart, it seems that a very big burden has been
released. 到底发生什么事呢？
But actually, what happened?
顶之为你知道多过我。
But I insisted you know more than me.
我们在里面什么都不知道。
We are in the, on the airplane, we know nothing.
但是外出的人就知道。
But outside, people in the, outside in the airport, they knew there was a mess in the airport.
为什么发生这样的事情呢？
Why such thing happened?
你留意到
？If you pay attention，
从当年一直到到如今
，from those years to this point，
呢篇诗篇里面所提到嘅嗰啲外邦嘅民族
this psalm that mentioned all these nations，
从来未曾停止过同以色列做对头。
They have never stopped to become to be the enemies of Israel。
但系奇怪嘅
，but wonderful，
呢篇诗篇嘅里面话。
This psalm says,
你咁多咁多嘅民族
，all these nations, Gentiles，
其实所提出虽然系提出系呢几个民族
，although it only mentioned a few nations，
但喺呢篇诗嘅里头，你睇到神所悦纳嘅咧，唔净止系呢几个民族。
But we know from this psalm, God did not only accept, would not only accept these nations。
神悦纳系万民。
God would accept all the peoples.
而在萬民的裏面特別是提這幾個民族。
But among the peoples, God particularly mentioned this group.
那等於你就懂得有一件事情了。
Then, brother, sister, you realize one thing.
特別提這幾個民族呢?
Why particularly mention this few nations?
因為這幾個民族一直以來是以色列的對頭。
Because all the while, these nations were the enemies of the Israelites.
你往深一層去留意的時候呢, 就不單止是以色列的對頭。
If you look a bit more deeper,into the matter, then they are not only the enemies of Israel, at the same time they are enemies of God.
Brother,
sister, this is something which is very strange.
这一篇诗里就讲到说，神将这些所有作他对头的民族全部都悦纳过来。
In this psalm, God is saying that God is going to accept, receive all these people.
悦纳佢哋到一个咩嘅地步呢？
To what extent would God receive them？
将呢所有嘅人招聚翻嚟，嚟去造成一个称为神嘅城。
God is going to gather them together and build them up to become a city of God。
所以等于话，当你读到第三节嘅时候
，So when you read verse three。
因为神的城啊，有荣耀的事情是指住你来讲的。
We read there glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God.
换一句说话来讲，这个城是一个荣耀的城。
In other words, this city is a glorious city.
这个城是充满了神的荣耀。
This city is full of the glory of God.
同时这个城是发表神的荣耀。
And this, this city is to express the glory of God.
咁呢个城系乜嘢呢？
And what is this city?
我哋今日喺新约里面嘅人，我哋了解。
In the new, for us who are in the New Testament time, we understand.
呢个从嗰个结局嚟讲咧，系指住启示录里面我哋所读出嚟嘅嗰个新耶路撒冷。
If we see to the end, this is pointing to the New Jerusalem mentioned in the book of Revelation.
这个新耶路撒冷实质是什么呢？
And what is this New Jerusalem?
如果我们懂得神整个救赎的计划的安排，
If we understand and know the plan of the salvation of God,
我们就知道这个将来要显出来的新耶路撒冷就是今日的称为神的教会。
And we know that the New Jerusalem to be manifested in the end, in the book of Revelation, is the church we call today.
今日喺地上嘅呢个神嘅教会
，and today the church on earth，
到嗰日就成咗荣耀嘅城
，and when and to that time it would become the glorious city of God. If we are based on this background understanding, then we will find this psalm very, very special.
一啲緊要嘅關鍵先。
I would just point out some important points.
然後我哋就從呢一篇詩引出去睇神自己嘅工作。
Then from this psalm, we are going to consider the work of God.
一開始佢就話耶和華所立嘅根基喺聖山上。
It starts off in verse 1, His foundation is in the mountains of holiness.
如果我哋單單係讀呢句說話嘅時候，我哋唔知道呢句說話究竟講乜嘢。
If we only read this verse, we do not know what actually it refers to.
你又睇到話耶和華立嘅根基喺聖山嘅上
面。We read that God has established His foundation in the mountains.
你話個聖山係乜嘢呢？
And what is this mountain or holiness? And what is this foundation?
在聖山上面立的根基是為了什麼呢?
And what's the purpose of establishing the foundation on the holy mountains of God?
我們都沒辦法能夠了解得到。
We cannot understand this.
但我們感謝神。
But we thank God.
當我們從神自己的話的裡頭去了解到的時候，
If we try to understand this from the words of God,
我用簡單的說話來講,
in simple words,
聖山就是神所在的地方,
the holy mountain is the place where God dwells in.
根基就是神在他那個一個永遠的計劃裡面最基礎的那個部分。
The foundation is the basis, the foundation of the plan of God.
我哋就稍微有一个印象啦。
Then we have this impression.
神喺佢所在嘅地方。
In the presence of God, in the place where God presence,
設立咗一个基础嘅工程。
And God has established a work which is building the foundation.
由于呢个咁样嘅体会。
From this understanding,
你睇落去嘅时候，你就睇到一件事情啦。
If we read on, then we will see this matter.
佢话佢按锡安嘅门胜过爱雅各一切嘅住处。
We read verse 2, Jehovah loveth the gates of Zion more than all the habitations of Jacob.
如果我哋联想第一句嘅说话，我哋就晓得一件事。
If we link up with verse 1, then we know this thing.
你会发现嗰个根基原来就系嗰道门。
And you find that this foundation actually is the gate.
咁嗰道门系乜嘢呢?
And what is this gate?
我哋感谢神。
We thank God.
锡安系神嘅居所。
Zion is the dwelling place of God.
喺神嘅居所嗰处有一道门。
The place where God lives, there's a gate.
呢一道门呢就成为嗰个神嘅城嘅根基。
This gate become the foundation of the city of God.
咁頂住已經好清楚睇到一件事啦。
Brother sister, now we can see this very clearly.
呢個根基係乜嘢呢?
What is this foundation?
個根基就係就係喺神所要作呢件大事嘅裏面嗰個門。
And this foundation, is the gate, of what God is going to build, a tremendous building.
咁呢個門係乜嘢呢?
And what is this gate?
我哋感謝主。
We thank the Lord.
他自己亲自在那里宣告一件事。
He declared this himself.
他说他就是神的羊的门。
He declared that he's the gate for the sheep.
凡是从他入来的就可以出入得到饱足。
Whosoever go through him, and they would be fed.
那弟兄姊妹一下就连接到一个很具体很实际的我们的生活的情形的里面。
And this come to something which related.To our everyday life.
因为他说神爱锡安的门是胜过爱雅各一切的住处。
Because we read here, Jehovah loves the gates of Zion more than all the habitation of Jacob.
等一下你晓得雅各就是以色列。
And you know Jacob is Israelite.
神给以色列有很多的应许。
God has given the Israelites many promises.
我们读旧约的圣经的时候，我们看到神给以色列去承接迦南，承受迦南地。
We read the Old Testament, we know that God has promised them the land of Canaan.
在迦南地这个地方，神给他们有很多的应许。
And inside this land of Canaan, God has given them many promises.
他们在那个地方受到保护。
In this place, they were being protected by God.
他们在那个地方接受到神的供应。
And in this place, they received provision from God.
他们在那个地方是享用神赐。神自己的丰富。
And this land of Canaan, they enjoy the richness of God.
神在地上所要显明各样的丰富智慧能力，全部都在迦南地这个地方来向他的百姓显出来。
God wants to reveal his power, his might, his fullness, his wisdom, and all this, God is going to do through the Israelite in the land of Canaan.
当然这件事情和神和以色列民立约是有关。
Of course, this very important matter is related to the covenant made by God with the Israelites.
以色列民能够享用神这一切祝福的应许里面的祝福。
The Israelites are able to enjoy all these blessings from the promises of God.
是有条件的。
There are conditions.
那个条件是什么呢？
What are the conditions?
他们要听遵从神，听从神自己的话。
They have to hearken to the words of God.
要遵守神给他们的律法。
They have to obey the commandments, the laws given by God.
以色列人是这样活在神的面前。
And if the Israelites, they live before God in such a way,
神的应许是毫无保留的来显明在他们的中间。
I think God's promises would be fulfilled without any restriction in them.
我们一样了解这个这样的事实的时候，
If we can understand and grasp this fact,
我们把这句说话真准确的个意思来了解出来。
Then we'll be able to understand more accurately of this word of God.
爱锡安的门是胜过爱雅各的产业。
We read this, God loves the gates of Zion more than all the possessions of Jacob.
但是你怎么去体会这句说话呢？
How do we understand these words?
雅各的产业是什么？
What is the inheritance of Jacob?
如果我们只是从眼见里面去看，
If we only look at it from what we can see by physical eyes,
你说眼见的产业就是神在迦南里这个地方所赏赐给以色列人的一切。
If we are talking about physical inheritance, then it's all the physical abundance which God has given them in the land of Canaan.
就是神在地上面显出来的各样的丰富。
It's all the riches and abundance God manifests on earth.
用我们新约的说话里面来讲，就是神所显明的各种的恩赐。
In New Testament terms, then it's God manifesting all his gifts, spiritual gifts.
神的恩赐好不好呢？
Are the gifts of God good?
当然是好。
Of course they are good.
神的应许好不好呢？
Are the promises of God good?
当然是好。
Of course they are good.
但感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
在这说主自己讲出有一件事情。
Here the Lord speaks of one thing.
比较神的应许是更重要的。
There is something which is much more important than the promises of God.
更重要的是什么呢？
What are the more important?
我们留意了。
We pay attention.
他说他爱锡安的门是过于爱雅各所受的所承受的产业。
God loves the gates of Zion more than all the inheritance of Jacob.
我们刚才特别提及到。
Just now we particularly mentioned.
锡安那个门乃是主的自己。
When talk about the gates of Zion, it's pointing to the Lord himself.
而雅各所承受的产业那是神的应许。
The habitation or the inheritance of Jacob, are the promises of God.
如果我们了解这个说话所要表达那个意思呢？
If we, want to understand, this verse, and what it, express,
就很清楚看到一件事情。
One thing is very clear.
神看神爱他自己的儿子是超过他的儿子所交给人的各样的祝福。
God loves his own son more than all the blessings God gives to man through his son.
我再重复过来。
I repeat it once.
弟兄姊妹要
Right, sister,
你要抓紧这个点。
You need to grasp this very important point.
神是看重他自己的儿子。
God, see that his own son is more important.
是过于他的儿子在地上所带出来的各样的祝福。
And more than, all the blessing which his son, brought through on, to us on earth.
当然这个祝福是包括神的荣耀、丰富智慧、权柄和能力。
Of course, this blessing include the wisdom, the power, the might, and the power of God.
我们用广州来讲就是神的恩赐。
In general terms, we say this referring to the gifts of God.
就看到一件很重要的事情。
But sister, you see one thing very important.
神是看重神的儿子本身是过于他的儿子所带出的各样的恩赐。
God considered his son to be much more important than all the blessing his son can give us.
转过来自过来站在我们这方面。
If we, see it from our position.
我们的属灵的学习是一回什么事呢？
What is our spiritual understanding, learning?
是不是很清楚？
Isn't it very clear?
我们要看从神的自己过于神的祝福。
We need to see God himself to be more important than the blessing of God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在我们的人的最软弱的地方。
Because in our weaknesses,
我们刚刚是同神那个观念的次序是相反的。
Our concept, in our own concept, the order is just opposite to that of God.
神所看重的是神儿子的自己。
God considered his son to be most important.
我们所看重的是神给我们的祝福。
What we consider most important,are the blessing that God gives us.
但神要在我们身上做一件工作。
But God wants to do a work in us.
将我们众人都从看重神的祝福转移到去看重神的自己。
To change us from taking God's blessing to be more important than God to that we see God more important than his blessing.
那弟兄姊妹，这个很清楚地指出了我们实在的情形。
But sister, this point out very clearly our situation.
我十分相信。
I really believe.
包括我自己。
Including myself.
没一个人我们信主的时候是因为说，主啊，我真是很渴慕得到你而信主的。
There are very few people, at the time when we believe in the law,we believe because we have a great desire to have the Lord himself.
但我们都信主。
But we all believe in the Lord.
在我们初信主的时候，我们那个动机，我们那个目的是哪处呢？
But at the time when we first believe in the Lord, what are our intention and what were our desire?
我们的动机就是说
Our intention was,
当然我们讲这个好的动机了。
Of course, we are talking about is good intention.
当神将我们摆在他的面光底下
When God placed us under his, the light of his countenance,
叫我们认识到我们是一个罪人
So that we realize that we are sinners.
而罪人的结局就是一个永远的沉沦
The end of a sinner is eternal condemnation.
如果神为我们预备了一个这样的拯救的方法
That God has provided us a way of salvation.
要叫我们能够脱离那个永远的灭亡进入永生
So that we can be delivered from eternal punishment into eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，我们就很开心。
But sister, we are indeed very happy.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人信主那个历史都是从这样来开始。
Every one of us, the history or our salvation started with this.
总是先从神解决了我的问题。这样我们去寻找神。
We started off when we forgot to solve our problem. Then we go to seek after God.
等到我们信了主之后
After we believe in the Lord,
我们感觉到我们同神的关系已经调整了。
Once we realize that our relationship with God has been rectified,
跟着我们在神的面前就有追求了。
Then we have pursued before God.
但我们追求的是什么？
But what do we pursue after?
有部分就是追求神眼见的物质的祝福加添给我们。
Some of people, they pursue after a physical blessing from God.
有部分的人呢，他或者是从另一个方面来去追求，是追求神的属灵的恩赐来
明显
在他的身上。
Some other people, they pursue from another angle,that they pursue after the spiritual gifts from God.
这些都不是错的事情。
These are not wrong.
因为神是很喜欢将他的丰富赏赐给我们。
Because it's God's pleasure to give us his richness.
他给我们的拯救就是要救我们进入他的丰富。
His salvation is to save us into his abundance.
神嘅恩赐喺我哋嘅身上边显出嚟，亦都系神乐意做嘅一件事情。
And to manifest His gifts among us is also something God desires to do。
因为神要藉着我哋所得到嗰份嘅恩赐去发表神嘅旨意。
Because God want to express Himself through the gift He has given us。
但系个问题系出喺边个地方
咧 ？There's some problem coming。
问题就出喺话。
The problem is
物质嘅丰富系成为我哋追求嘅目标。
Physical abundance become the goal, the aim of our pursuit。
属灵嘅恩赐成咗我哋追求嘅目标。
Spiritual gifts become the goal of our pursuit。
咁主嘅地位，主嘅自己。
And where is the Lord Himself? What is His position in us?
似乎嗰个唔系我哋所关心嘅。
And it seems that that's not something we are concerned for.
嗱，跟住问题就出喺呢个地方。
But sister, then this the problem comes.
唔系我哋仰望神，显明佢嘅丰富喺我哋身上边系唔准确。
It's not that if we look upon the Lord to manifest His fullness in us, is not correct.
但系唔能够停止喺呢个面上。
But we cannot just stop in this level.
你唔系话我哋喺神嘅面前爱慕，能够有一点神嘅恩赐系唔错，唔对。
But it's not wrong that we have some desire to have some spiritual gifts from God。
但系能够停喺呢个层面嗰度。
But we cannot stop in this level。
你仍然喺呢一世系嗰、那个系我哋成长嘅过程嘅里边嘅当中嘅一个站。
All this are just some stages in our spiritual pursuit。
你追求嗰个目标。你成长那个要求不是停在这些事情上面。
The goal or the destination of our pursuit should not stop in these things.
那你说这是什么
Then you say what are the aims?
我们要看神自己的设计。
We have to look at the design of God.
神的设计就是说
The design of God
are 所有在神面前蒙拯救的人。
All of us who are being saved by the Lord,
要俾神拜到一个地步
，We need to be brought to this stage，
让神用着我哋做一啲嘅建筑材料。
That God is able to use us as some building materials
嚟建筑成
嘅表啊，
叫做神嘅城嘅属灵嘅工程。
To build up this city of God， this spiritual。Construction by God，
所以跟住下面就话神嘅城有荣耀嘅事情系指住你讲嘅。
So therefore, in verse 3, we read glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God。
跟住乜嘢荣耀嘅事情系指住神嚟讲嘅
？And what are these glorious things which are speak of thee？
弟兄姊妹睇下文，我哋就睇到。
And in the following verses, we read this。
原来神系将万民。都带翻到到神嘅面前。
God is going to bring all the peoples in the world to come before Him。
一面系让佢哋去同神嘅关系调整咗。
On one hand is to rectify their relationship with God。
另一面叫佢哋去盛装神嘅荣耀同丰富。
On the other hand is for them to contain the richness and fullness of God。
结果呢一个咁样神嘅建造嘅工程。就成咗一个神自己荣耀嘅发表。
And in the end, that this spiritual construction of God would become the expression of God Himself.
呢个荣耀嘅发表系一件咩事情
？What is this glorious expression of God？
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our Lord。
呢个乃系呢个荣耀嘅事情，乃系指着神同人有一个完全嘅联合。
These glorious things。Are referring to the union, the perfect union between God and man.
神同人中间唔再有间隔。
There's no more barrier between God and man.
神所有一切嘅荣耀嘅丰富，就系人所有嘅荣耀嘅丰富。
All the glorious abundance of God become man's.
人一切所有嘅缺陷、软弱同埋。同埋亏欠
，all the lacking and fallen short and weaknesses of man
都成咗神自己嘅负责去解决嘅问题。
And all this would be the responsibility of God, who would deal with all this?
有一次就产生一个结果。
And all this would come to an end.
神同人中间再冇任何嘅 阻隔。
Between God and man, there's no more barriers.
弟兄姊妹，呢一件系一个非常荣耀嘅事。
Brother and sister, this is a very glorious thing.
系神要做嘅一件事。
And this is something God wants to do.
呢件事情系几时神要做嘅呢
？And when is God going to do this thing？
我哋不能不留意到嗰个神喺我哋。人身上面嗰个设计
，we cannot but to pay attention to the design of God in man。
旧年喺美国西岸嘅聚会嘅里边
，last year in the West Coast Conference，
有一个弟兄
喺
聚会完咗之后
，after the meeting，
佢就有一个困扰
，he has a confusion， a puzzle。
因为传信息嘅弟兄咧就提及到。神的儿子在创世之前就已经是接受了十字架。
Because in the preaching and the sharing, it was pointed out that the Son of God has received the cross before the foundation of the universe.
这个弟兄他觉得这件事情是很大的恩典。
To this brother, he sees that this is indeed a tremendous grace of God.
但是他明白。
But he could not understand.
明明主钉十字架是在而家嚟到数翻转头是1970几年嘅事。
If we count back in time, then our Lord being crucified around 1970 odd years ago.
点会喺创世之前主就接受十字架
？Then how could it be that the Lord has received the cross before the foundation of the world?
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
弟兄就将这个疑惑带到我这处来问我。
This brother brought out this confusion to me.
他说怎会神的儿子在创世之前就接受了十字架
?How could it be possible that the Son of God has received the cross?Before the foundation of before the creation.
我不知道我们庄中弟兄姊妹有没有如果有人告诉你知我们的主在创世之前就已经接受了十字架你会不会都产生这个疑惑
I do not know about sister here if I tell you that the Lord has received the cross before the creation of this world would you have some doubt
你说如果是这样我们的主接受十字架的个苦待不是很长久很长久
If so then the suffering of the cross bear by our Lord has been for a long time
就不仅只是1900几年前的事情
then it's not just something happened in 1970 years ago
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
这个是神给我们看到的一个很重要的事实
this is a fact which is very important and you are able to see
我们今次灵会的时候我们说我们整个主题是集中在读以弗所书
in the conference in the next few days we will focus on the epistles to the Ephesians
以弗所书第一章开头没多久就告诉我们知道
and in the beginning of the book written to the Ephesians it tells us
神在创世之前就拣选了我们
before the foundation of the world God has chosen us
因为神在创世之前就拣选我们
we say God you have chosen us before the foundation of the world According to what he has chosen us.
丁姊妹这个是一个 很大的问题的。
But sister, indeed it's a great question.
我们都晓得如果没有十字架的救恩我们这帮人没有条件被神拣选。
We know that without the salvation by the cross, there's no condition whatsoever that we will be chosen by God.
那神说在创世之前就拣选我们。
But God said that before the foundation of the universe, he has chosen us.
神点拣选我哋
？How did God choose us？
神根据乜嘢嚟拣选我哋
？According to what did God has chosen us？We thank the Lord。
当你喺读以弗所书嘅时候
，If we read the book to Ephesians，
你就睇到神嘅拣对我哋嘅拣选系根据一个事实。
We can see that the selection or the election of God
喺基督里边
，based on one fact is in Christ。
喺基督里边
，is in Christ。
弟兄姊妹，你晓得
？My sister, you know，
你喺创世之前。
We talk about before the foundation of the world.
誰是基督?
Who is Christ?
我們今天就會說神的兒子是基督。
Today we can say the Son of God is Christ.
但是神的兒子所以已經成為基督。
And the Son of God become Christ.
顶住你读使徒行传第二章彼得嘅交嗰个传福音嘅里边。
If we read the Acts of Apostles chapter 2 when Peter preach，
神嘅儿子所以成为基督，但系因为佢。
The Son of God become Christ is because he was crucified on the cross that he was resurrected from the dead.
神就立他作基督。
Then God appointed him, established him as Christ.
神的儿子所以成为基督是在他从死里复活。
The Son of God become Christ
发生的时候的事
is based on the happening when Christ was being raised from the dead.
在创世之前神就在基督里面拣选我们，复工的时候基督是谁？
Before the foundation of the world, God has chosen us in Christ. Then who is Christ then?
所以不怪得如果我们在时间的观念上面去看的，去领会这件事呢，我们常常发生一个疑惑。
If we try to understand these matters in time, then we always come to this doubt.
当然顶住你可以这样说，因为神是超越时间的。
But of course, my sister, we can say that God is beyond time.
所以他不受时间来限制。
God is not restricted by time.
是没错，时间不能够限制神。
Indeed, the time cannot restrict God.
但是一个历史的事实你不能够抹杀。
But the historical fact we cannot deny.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord。
你知唔知当你读到彼得前书第一章嘅时候
，When we read the first chapter of first episode，
你
就睇
到一件事情。
We see one thing。
一件咩事呢
？And what is this？
顶住咪叫我哋嘅观念明显明显啲，我哋睇睇个主嘅圣经。
In order for us to be more clear in this concept， so we turn to the first episode of Peter。
彼得前书第一章。
First episode of Peter chapter 1.
我们由18节读起。
So we read from verse 18.
我们读几节。
You just read a few words.
等节目你找到你就看听我读好了。
If you found it, you read the Bible as I read it out.
18节那里开始就说。
From verse 18 you start off.
知道你们得赎脱去你们祖宗所存留虚妄的行为。不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。基督在创世之前已是预先被神知道的，他却在这末世才为你们显现。
Now, verse 18 to verse 20, knowing that ye have been redeemed, not by corruptible things, as silver or gold, from your vain conversation, handed down from your fathers,but by precious blood, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot, the blood of Christ. For known indeed before the foundation of the world, but who has been manifested at the end of times for your sake?
弟兄姊妹读圣经的弟兄姊妹就一点难处都没
有。But sister, if you read the Bible, there's no difficulties at all.
但读中文圣经的你好像就觉得好像都唔解決問題。
But the reading those who read the Chinese Bible, may find that there's some problem which has not been solved.
因為中文聖經裏面就漏譯咗一個事實。
Because in the Chinese Bible, the translation has missed out one fact.
漏譯咗一個咩嘅事實呢？
What fact it has missed out?
喺20節嗰度。
It's in verse 20.
中文聖經俾我哋睇到之後，基督喺創世之前係預先俾神知道。
Here to tell us that foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world.
但圣经原来的意思就是英文圣经的个意思。
The original text of the Bible has the translation of the English Bible.
那是说基督的血在创世之前是预先被神知道。
He's talking about the blood of Christ was foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world.
不单止是基督这一位人物。
It's not just Christ, this person.
是这位人物所流的血。
But the blood which was shed by him.
在创世之前已经是被神知道。
And this fact was foreknown, before the foundation of the world.
讲清楚的更多。
If I make it more clear.
是说在创世之前。
It's before the foundation of the world.
已经定规了要他儿子去流血。
God has determined that his son has to bleed.
因着他儿子去流血的这件事
And because of this happening going to happen
就成为一个神悦纳人的那个基础或者那个根据
That his blood has been shed This has become the foundation, the basis of the acceptance of man by God. If we turn back to Psalm 87, and you can see what this gate of Zion is referring to. We thank and praise our Lord. Because of the bloodshed by the Lord, we all are being gathered before God. And allow God to work in us. There's no more barrier separation between God and man. So that the purpose of the creation of man is able to fulfill without any limitation or restriction.
在基督的裏面被神建造完成的人,
this group of people who are being built in Christ
就成為神的城,
and become the city of God.
就是啟示錄裡面所說的耶路撒冷,
and this is the New Jerusalem mentioned in the book of Revelation.
在新耶路撒冷的裡面,
and in this New Jerusalem,
你看這些非常非常明顯的事,
and you see something very very evident.
就是萬民,
that all men are being accepted before God.
连神的对头都被神接受,
even the, those people who are enemies of God, they are being received by God.
如果平常地来讲, 神的对头, 神都悦纳我们,
if we say that God received us as his enemies,
我们这帮人本来就是神的对头,
we were enemies of God.
所以圣经说我们本来是与神为敌,
and that's why the Bible tells us that we were at enmity with God, particularly for those of us who are being called the Gentiles, the nations. We have no part with the covenant of God with Israel. Living on earth, we have no hope because we have no God. But we thank, praise our Lord. Even for us, God has revealed and manifested his salvation and saved us to a point. We become the glorious city of God. And God is going to show forth what he is going to do in the future that is to come through this city. We read and praise our Lord.
好了,那我们来要看,这个城之所以荣耀是怎样荣耀法?
Now we're going to look at how glorious this city would be.
我不详细提那句话,
I will not go in details. But sister, if you read on, you will find it out. You find a very basic thing. And this basic matter is, this glorious God, the city, this city of God, all the building is according to life. So, carry on, you read.
不单止在拉哈伯来的人,
not only those who came from Rahab.
拉哈伯是什么地方?
And where's Rahab?
拉哈伯就是埃及,
this is Egypt.
这帮人是从巴比伦来的,
and there are some from Babylon.
有些人是从菲利士来的,
and there are some from Philistia.
有些人是从推罗来的,
and there are some from Tyre.
就是现在乱到出,
and it's the now is what is in a mess in Lebanon. No matter where they come from, no matter in history, in the past, how they have been
saved,
as long as they came through the gates of Zion, as long as they are willing to put themselves in Christ, then they become part of this glorious building. The basic thing about this fact that they become part of this building is life.
So in that time,
and when all these people of the world being counted within the city, and God was is pointing out this Man was born there, born here. This was born in Egypt. This was born in Babylon. This was born in Tyre. And this was born in
Philistine.
Of course, there are some also born in Israel. Including those of us who are born in China. Or in England, those who are born in England. It's not, it doesn't matter where you were born, the most important thing is that you were born. And how you were born. We thank and praise our Lord.
將我們同神的關係建立的那個最基本的事實就是重生的那件事情建了出來。
It's point out that the basic thing of our relationship with God is to be born again.
不單止是一個重生的事實,
it's not only the fact of being born again.
同時是指出了這一群重生的人,
but it's point out that this group of people are born again.
當他們在生命裡成長的時候,
as they grow in life,
成長到一個地步,
when they grow to a certain time,
他們好像在生命以外的其他的一切的事物, 他們都看為不重要。
To the point that they consider anything which is outside life is unimportant. And the most important thing is, my source is come from where? My sister, if we read this psalm as taking it as a poem, you see that God is pointing out, naming all these people.
這個是 Eddie.
This is Eddie.
這個是 Isaac.
This is Isaac.
這個我不知道什麼名字, 大神知。
I don't know the name, but God knows. But thank and praise our Lord when God named us, one by one.
他什麼來點我們的名?
According to what? He named us.
根據我們重生的事實來點我們的名?
It's according to the fact that we are born again.
這個是接受神生命的人,
this person has received the life of God. That person has received the life of God. This is from God's real point of looking at us. We can see in this way. And when God would name us, it's at the time when the church is being raised up, was taken a rapture, when Christ came back. When the angel blew the trumpet, all the people belong to God, they are being raised up. And you would pay attention that God is going to name one, all us one by one. We thank and praise our Lord. This is from the real point of when God called our name. And God named us according to life. And from us, from our real point, and this group of people are full of joy, and full of glory, and full of
abundance.
Because they can stand boldly before God. It's not standing before God to be judged and condemned,
而是用已經承受恩典的那個事實來等候神更豐滿的恩典加上去。
Based on what the grace they have received from God, they are waiting for God to add more grace.
但是你記得約翰福音第一章裡面講到,
remember in John the Gospel chapter 1,
從他豐滿的恩典裡我們都已領受了,
from his abundance the riches of grace we have received.
是不是停在那裡?
Did he stop there?
不是。
No?
不是停在那裡?
It did not stop there.
還有些事要發生?
There's more to happen.
什麼事要發生?
What are going to happen?
恩上加恩。
It's grace upon grace.
我們感謝你我們的主。
He thanks and praise our Lord.
受恩典的人這方面去留意。
This is from the real point of those of us who receive grace.
這一群人在神的面前是盡情的喜樂。
Then we find this group of people, they can rejoice greatly before God.
盡情的歡呼,
they could cry out in joy.
盡情的敬拜,
they can worship God fully and praise God fully.
讚美什麼?
What did they praise about? They only lift up one fact.
眾人都承認,
all admit that our source come from you.
弟兄姊妹，呢度系乜嘢？
啊，但是什么事？
承受恩典嘅人嚟到生，承受生命嘅人嚟到呢个生命嘅源头嗰处，嚟称颂、感谢、赞美同爱戴。
啊 ，this is those people who receive life coming to the source, the foundation of life, the source of life, the fountain of life, to praise and to worship Him。
我弟兄姊妹，好啦，呢篇诗评，呢篇诗，我就到呢处就。
But sister, for this time, I will stop here.
当弟兄们你睇到神整个嘅救赎嘅恩典，佢有一个结局。
When we see that the salvation grace of God has an end,
呢个结局就系将所有在恩典里边嘅人带到神嗰个建造嘅计划嘅里边，去完成嗰个神嘅城。
This end is to bring all these people who receive grace from God into this city of God to be built up.
而这个神的内容呢是充满了生命。
And the content of this building is full of life.
起源的起点是生命。
The beginning is life.
结果是丰盛的生命。
The end is the abundant life.
正如我们的主来宣告。
Exactly as our Lord declared.
我来是要叫人羊得生命。
I came to give the sheep life.
要得的更丰盛。
And more abundant.
弟兄姊妹在这篇诗的里面叫我们看到
My sister, in this psalm we can see this fact.
我刚才特别提话
Just now particularly mentioned.
这就是说、这个这样的宣告是出自犹太人的口。
What is so wonderful is that these declarations came from the mouth of the Israelites.
是从来将外邦人看作狗的犹太人从他们的口里面
It's from the mouth of the Israelites who treat the Gentiles or non-Jewish people as dog, and it's come out from their mouth. In other words, in this psalm, it prophesies one thing. Not only the relationship between God and man,Has a complete rectification.
连人同人中间的所有的间隔都有着完整的调整。
All the separation, the barrier among men, there has been a complete rectification.
然后这个神的城市建造起来。
And it's only through this, the city of God can be built up.
我们就看到一件事。
Then you can see one thing.
特别在近日里面发生的事情
particularly in what has been happening in the world today.
那个就是以色列和阿拉伯同会讲清楚的这么多呢就应该说是 以色列和阿拉伯人的世世代代的仇恨。
In, be more, precise and accurate,is the enmity, the throughout ages between the Israelites and the Arabs.
当然是加入了一个回教的那个宗教的情绪在里面。
Of course, we now it's the, it, the religious, factor comes in, the Muslim comes in.
这个难处是历史性。
These difficulties is historical.
如今法国在那说话停火停火停火
All the other countries tell them to stop fighting.
但等一会你如果留意到历史的事情
But my sister, if you pay attention to historical happenings,
你说中东的停火这一次不是第一次
If the ceasefire in Middle East would not be the first, was not the first time.
我都不知道第几次
I couldn't count how many times it has been.
很难去计
It's very difficult to count.
大的来计呢
If we consider the important ones,
我们调翻转头去，调翻转头去睇。
If we count back in time,
最低限度喺呢一次，喺呢一次嘅之前，有上一次嘅黎巴嫩嘅停火。
Before this the ceasefire, there was one with Lebanon.
喺黎巴嫩嘅停火之前
，and before the ceasefire in Lebanon the last time,
有嗰一次嘅叫做七日战争，叫做咩嘢啊？入回搞一个大嘅节期，叫做咩嘢啊？
谂唔到。
嗱，弟兄姊妹，你记得嗰次系嗰次就系话，以色列几乎 被禁住噶啦，结果佢哋打入去埃及，仲俘虏咗埃及好多军队嗰次。嗰次系咩咩咩咩咩斋咩咩节咩节？
唔系个
系啊，但佢有个名，佢哋个叫做乜嘢战争唔记得噶。
The last time it was the Israelite almost being defeated, but then they turned the tide and entered the Egypt Sinai.
咁然后停火咯。
And then they decide ceasefire.
嗰次停火之前咧。
And before that time.
你有冇留意到一个
？And you pay attention to this.
嗰次啊叫做十月战争啦。
That was
个名我记得。
The battle in October.
成个阿拉伯嘅。在十月的那个时候
，and all the Arab nations
进攻佢。
All the nations, Arab nations around Israel, they attack the Israelites.
结果又停火。
And then they cease fire.
喺十月战争之前咧
，and the battle in September before that，
又有一次，嗰次更加有名啦。
And there was even more famous.
嗰个叫做六日战争啦。
There was the six days war.
因为六日就解决咗问题。
Because after six days the battle finished.
又停火啦。
And then cease fire.
咁之前咧
？And before that？
哦，断断续续唔知几多次。
And there were many times.
点知会解决唔解决问题咧
？But brother sister, has the problem been solved? No, it cannot be solved.
中东的那个问题是历史性的。
Because the problem, the difficulties in Middle East is
historical.
It's true. A few thousand years, it has been accumulated. But with praise and thanks to
God,
but the problem which man can never solve, when one day the city of God being built up, you do not see any more barriers among men. And thank and praise our Lord.And all this is all based on Christ become alive.
那个时候在人这方面他们又去数算的时候。
So when men are going to count here,
他们数算来数算去只能够有一个题目。
Whatever they count, there's only one thing.
我们的生命的源头是神。
The source of our life is from God.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
好啦，如今我要同弟兄姊妹转入去一个比较重要嘅事啦。
And now I want to turn into a more important matter.
我哋啱先睇嘅八十七篇。
Just now we read Psalms 87.
我哋只能够话系从神嘅设计呢个角度嚟去睇神嗰个工作。
We can only consider the work of God from the design of God.
但如今我哋要转过嚟睇啦。
But now we want to turn to
神呢个设计系点样完成喺我哋
？How does God's design be accomplished among us？
神点样将我哋呢啲好似人解决唔嚟嘅呢个呢啲呢呢呢呢呢一堆嘅难障喺神嘅面前系彻底嘅去解决
？How can God deal with all this complicated account among men？How God can solve these problems?
当然，我哋一提及到我哋嘅生命嘅源头
喺
死嗰度嘅时候
，We mention that the source of our life is from God.
我哋冇办法能够忽略基督系嗰个唯一嘅内容。
But we cannot ignore or neglect that Christ is the only content.
正如我哋嘅主自己宣告
，As our Lord declared Himself,
我系道路真理生命。
I'm life, the truth, I'm the truth, the life, and the path, and the way.
唔系藉着我
，Unless through me,
冇人可以去到父嘅嗰度。
No one can go to the Father.
我记得好多年前，我同弟兄姊妹交通过呢一点。
I remember many years ago, I shared with my sister on this point.
但系一个好悲惨嘅问题。
But that's a tragic question.
当年我们交通这个时候的弟兄姊妹
At that time when we shared this among the brothers sister at that time,
如今都开始有白头发了。
Most of them have white hairs.
换个说话来讲呢
In other words,
是大部分的弟兄姊妹呢都我们都没在那次的交通里面。
Most of the brothers sister here were not there at the time when I shared this.
不过我唔打算系重复翻去嗰次嘅交通。
But I did not intend to repeat my sharing before。
我只系特别指出呢个事实。
I want to only point out this fact。
若不藉着我
other than me,
没有人能到父那里。
No one can go to the Father.
弟兄姊妹，你注意呢件事。
My sister, pay attention to this.
神嘅儿子作为道路真理生命。
The Son of God is become our life, the truth and the way.
佢所带出嚟嗰个结果，唔系将人带去神嘅面前。
The consequence is not to bring man to God.
弟兄姊妹听清楚啦。
My sister, listen carefully.
唔系将人带去神嘅面前。
It's not to bring man to God。
因为如果将人带去神嘅面前嘅话咧
，bring man before God，
咁人喺神嘅面前就只有恐惧战惊。
Then man can only be in fear and trembling。
用广东话嚟讲就话，你去到神嘅面前，你系有得震冇得瞓。
In a Cantonese saying, then if you come before God, you can only trembling and you cannot sleep well。
但是你留意主不是这样讲。
But you remember, the Lord did not say in such a way.
主是说如果不藉着我没有人能到父那里去。
The Lord said, no one can go to the Father except through me.
是主将我们带回到去父的面前。
And it's the Lord bring us back to the Father.
我们所有的人都是在儿子的那个身份带到神的面前。
My sister, we are bring before God as sons.
神成为我们的父
God become our father.
我们站在他的面前是作为儿子
We are sons before him.
换一句说话来说
In other words,
父所有的一切都是成为我们的享用
All the father has become our enjoyment and
pleasure. 在父的眼前每一点都是他所喜悦
And in the eyes of the father, every point of us are acceptable in him.
我们感谢赞美我们的主
We praise the Lord.
所以到那天如果人要在神的面前有什么数算只有一个题目
At that time, if man can count on anything, there's only one thing.
这个题目就是说基督是我们的生命
And this thing is Christ is our life.
神是我们恩典的源头
God is the source of our grace.
好了我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
神的设计是一回这样的事。
This is the design of God.
但神这个设计在我们身上怎样来完成
But how can the design of God be fulfilled in us?
我今天下午我就跟弟兄姊妹又是做一个历史的回顾了。
Well, sister, to this afternoon, I'm going to look back into history.
当然我交通的内容相当部分是弟兄姊妹比较熟悉的。
What the content of my sharing are something which my sister are familiar with.
但我们盼望从我们比较熟悉的内容的里面去更新我们在神面前的体验。
But I wish that through all this, what we are familiar with, that we will be refreshed, our seeing will be refreshed before the Lord.
首先我们要问一件事情。
First of all, let's ask a question.
神为什么是做人？
Why did God create us?
神造人的目的在哪里?
What's the purpose of God's creation?
这个我不同弟兄姊妹再提了。
But sister, I will not repeat this.
因为我们多次都提过这些事。弟兄姊妹自己也都是彼此常提这些事。
But sister, we mentioned this many times before, and one sister also shared on this before.
不过那个标题我们还是要点一点。
But we still need to point out to this main theme.
神造人的目的第一是为着他自己的荣耀的彰显。
The purpose of God, the creation of man, first of all, is for manifesting his glory.
因为他做人的时候照着他自己的形象和样式。
Because a man was created according to his own image and likeness.
神的形象和样式。
And the image and likeness of God,
如果我们细心留意神的话
If we pay attention to the words of God
我们会发现神的形象就是荣耀
We will find the image of God is glory
神的样式就是三而一
And the likeness of God is a three in one
也都是所谓叫做
Trinity or Trinity
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
神是照着这个这样的形象和样式去做人。
God has created man according to the image and likeness.
但是我们要问的。
But we have to ask.
神这样做的目的在哪里？
What's the purpose of God creating us?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他亲自向我们宣告。
He declared this himself.
人的被造是为着他的荣耀。
The creation of man is for his glory.
不单只是在形象和样式这件事上面来叫我们了解。
Not only for us to understand this, but from the viewpoint of the image and likeness.
我们从以赛亚书43章的 上高亦好清楚嘅听见神嘅宣告。
From Isaiah chapter 43, we are very clear of God's declaration.
佢话一切称为我名下嘅人。
佢话 all those are named under my name.
都系为著我嘅荣耀嚟嚟做嘅。
For my created for my glory.
你知唔知你注意到
？My sister, pay attention.
人嘅被造系乃系为著神嘅荣耀。
The creation of man is for the glory of God.
同时呢
？At the same time,
人嘅被造又系为著去代替神，去显明神嘅权柄。
Is for the purpose of manifesting the authority of God through man.
所以神话人做出嚟嘅时候，就替神去管理。
And that's why when God created man, God asked man to govern the earth.
海里的鱼，空中的鸟。
The fish in the sea and the bird in the air.
地上所有一切的走兽和昆虫。
And all the animals and reptiles and beasts on earth.
同埋嗰块地。
And also the earth, the land.
这个神的权柄的执行。
This is to execute the authority of God.
还有。
And that's some more.
神要将他的生命赏赐给人。
And God want to, give man his own life.
有个完全的联合。
So that man can have a perfect union with God.
这点很重要。
And this is very important.
因为你要显出神的荣耀和执行神的权柄。
If you want to,
要是
manifest his glory, or to execute his authority, he has to start from his life.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
And you thank and praise our Lord.
这个是神造人的目的。
These are the purpose
of
the creation of man. But I want my sister to pay particular attention to this. After man was created, what is the first sentence God said to man? When you read the Bible, have you paid attention to this? When God used the earth to make man, When man breathed, when God breathed his breath into man.
你从一个泥土做出来的一个咁样嘅，你话佢系公仔又好，你话佢系个模型又好，佢活过嚟。
When this man being made of earth, you may say that it's just a doll, or you may say that it's a toy. But it become alive. Once it become alive,
佢一擘大眼嘅时候
，When he open his eyes,
虽然佢系睇见神
，Of course he sees God,
但系。我要弟兄姊妹去留意。
I want my sister to pay attention.
唔单止系睇见神
，He did not only see God.
同时佢要听见神
，He need to let he should be able to listen to God. 第
二
个，
神同人讲嘅第一句说话系好重要。
So the first sentence God speak to man is very important.
神点样讲
？And what did God say？
弟兄姊妹有冇留意到
？My sister，
有冇留意到
？When you read the Bible, pay attention to this.
神第一句同人讲嘅话系乜嘢
？What is the first sentence God said to man？
我哋或者冇乜。平时读圣经就系水过鸭背咁就读咗过去啦。
Maybe we just read the Bible as the water coming off the back of the duck。
因为我哋就咁字过字就读过去。
And you just read the words。
我自己旧时都系咁。
In the past I was like that as well。
唔知叫做信咗主几多年。
I don't know how many years after believing the Lord。
清楚添。
Or be more。
已经出嚟服侍主好多年。
After serving the Lord for many years,
发现神同人讲嘅第一句话系。
Then I realized what's the first sentence God speak to man.
咁神同人讲嘅第一句话系乜嘢
？Then you ask what is the first sentence God speak to man.
听见神讲嘅话系乜嘢
？What is the first sentence man hear from God？
翻去创世纪第一章嚟睇。
So we turn to Genesis chapter 1。
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1。
第27節開首啦。
From verse 27.
26節呢我哋就好熟嘅。
Verse 26 we are very familiar with.
27節呢以下嗰段說話我哋又讀過好多次。
Now, verse 27 we also read many times.
但係因為底下嘅說話同埋26節呢係太似啦。
Because the verse below is so familiar, so similar to verse 26. So it's very easy for us to ignore neglect its significance.
27节啊,
verse 27.
弟兄姊妹听我来读。
Listen to what I'm going to read.
神就照着自己的形象做人，乃是照着他的形象做男做女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满全地。治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
verse 27 and 28. And God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the heavens, and over every animal that moves on the earth. My sister, you see this?
人聽見第一句說話,
what is the first sentence when men hear from God? Or what is the first sentence God has spoken to men? God has passed all his authority without any reservation to
man.
To express the God on earth. And this expression, this manifestation includes the authority, the life and riches and glory of God. Categorically is to show forth the authority of God. And once the authority of God being executed, and all under the authority of God, why this authority is so powerful? Because this is related to the glory of God. How can God's glory be manifested through man who was made of from the earth? It's because the life of God is in them. If you can see, this is the purpose of the creation of man by God. God created man for the purpose of revealing himself. We thank and praise our Lord. Very quickly, the man created and we immediately God we see that God proclaimed the salvation. What is salvation?
In our
initial understanding is that we would not perish, but have eternal life. Of course, this is the content of the salvation. But this is not the total, complete content or the purpose of salvation. But sister, you know, the salvation is the complete restoration of the ruin, the fallen, the fall of man to the original state. That in the design of God, man represent God. Is to manifest the glory of God. And to execute the authority of God. To manifest his life. This is the original design of God in creating man.
But
this design was being ruined because man has fallen. And God is going to restore it. And how did God restore it? Whatever is the original design of God, then the restoration is to bring it back to the original design. And to bring back to the original intention of God. But sister, this is something very solemn. God wants to bring man back to his original design. The fall of man did not cause man to lose the content of the original design. But become sinners. And sin was brought into the world. And lead to the end, which is death. And that death is not only physical death. It's the eternal condemnation. And God wants to bring this fallen people back to his original design arrangement.
钉子会一个非常大的事。
Now, sister, this is a great thing.
因为人的堕落。
Because the fall man,
不仅仅是说从神的关系断。
It's not only that man has the relationship between man and God has
stopped.
Because that's the declaration of God. The day you eat this fruit of the tree of knowledge, then you will die. But the problem is here. When we read the Bible, when we carry on reading it, you say, Adam did not die.
You
did not die.
最得人话当时冇死到。
At least at that time, at that moment of time, they did not die.
当时就指住佢食咗嗰个不义恶算嘅果嘅嘢嗰个时候，佢哋冇死到。
At the time when they eat of the when they ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge, good and evil, they did not die.
而且用今日嘅人嘅眼光嚟睇，好长命添。
And from today's standard, they live very long life.
仲活咗几百年。
They live a few hundred years.
究竟神话你食嘅一次一定死。
And when God says at the day you the moment you eat of the fruit, you die. But in fact, they did not.
咁神嘅话靠唔靠得住？
Are the words of God reliable?
神嘅话系真嘅定假嘅？
Are the words of God true or false?
如果神嘅话系真嘅，佢哋点解唔死？
If the words of God are true, why didn't they die?
如果神嘅话系靠唔住嘅话，
If the words of God are not reliable,
咁成部圣经我哋都唔使去理。
Then we do not need to pay attention to the whole Bible.
弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
神的话岂有虚假呢？
And would the words of God be false?
你说既然是没有虚假，
And if the word of God cannot be false,
当日不死， 当日又不死，
Then why didn't Adam die at that time?
等于你看到这里头有着非常非常明显的事。
Now, brothers and sisters, within us there is something very evident.
不单止亚当当日在分别上果的时候没有死到。
Not only that, on that moment of time when Adam ate of the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil did not die.
我们读以弗所书的时候，
If we read the letters, we read of ourselves.
我们是死在罪恶过犯的里面。
We were dead in sins and trespasses.
你说我们几时死过？
And you say, when did we die?
我们今天还活勾勾生勾勾的。
Today we're still alive.
我们几时死过？
When did we die?
然后说他叫我们活过来。
And we read that we were being quickened.
在我们活过来的时候。
You say when we were quickened.
就是指我们信主那帮人。
He's talking about those of us who believe the law.
不信主的人。
How about those people who did not believe?
多数不认识主的人。
And most of people did not know the law.
他们没有活过来。
They were not quickened.
他们又没有死。
They did not die.
为什么？
Why?
哦，弟兄和姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个又是常常有时困扰着初初信主的弟兄姊妹的心思。
This kind of thinkings are often confuse us for those of us who just believe we did not die.
但事实上面死了。
But in fact we died.
弟兄姊妹你要了解。
But sister needs to understand.
神造人的时候。
When God creates man.
你留意到。
You pay attention.
如果照着目的来讲。
According to purpose.
神是照着他的形象来做。
We are created according to image.
他的形象就是荣耀。
His God, his image is glorious.
同时又是神照着神的样式来做。
And he's also created according to likeness.
那么神的样式是怎样的呢？
And what is the likeness of God?
你说这是个样子。
You see, it's how they just appear.
I
always often say to
brothers,
it's not easy for us to understand the likeness of God. If man were created by according to the likeness of God, then we should all look like God. You can see we standing here, although both of us wear spectacles.
但你绝对不会叫他做皇帝。
Of course, you will not call me the Bao Wong.
你也绝对不会叫我做 Edmund.
And you will not call the Bao Wong Edmund.
但你知道为什么？
Why?
个样唔同。
Because they don't look alike。
咁样我哋系照住神嘅样式嚟做。
But you see, if we are created according to the likeness of God，
我哋系唔同嘅样。
But we have different likeness。
你话 Edmund 似神多啲定我似神
？And you see the rabbi Wong or Edmund look more like God？
弟兄姊妹，
系咪啊 ？Sisters，
呢个系我哋嘅物质嘅观念嘅认识。
This is understanding based on the physical substances。
但系唔系按住神嘅话里边去体会。
But it's not according to the understanding based on the words of God。
神嘅话去，如果照住神嘅话去体会。
If according to the words of God，
你会体会。
You will see this。
嗰个样式
，this likeness，
那系讲到神系点样嘅组成。
And,
我哋又系点样嘅结构
？And talking about how God was made up of, and what are our structure or makeup？
我哋常常话神系独一嘅真神。
We always say that God, well, God is the unique God, only God。
你睇留意神做人嘅时候，神点样讲出佢哋做人？
But if we pay attention in the record of the history of the creation of man, how was he being described?
唔系话我要照住我嘅形象同样式去做。
He did not say that I'll create man according to my likeness.
嗰处系讲我哋要照住我哋嘅形象去做。
They say let us make great man according to our likeness.
等之后你留意到，
但系 sister pay attention
喺人嘅形象上发表。佢嗰个结构系众数。
And when God declared this in the creation of man, he's using plural number for himself.
唔系嗰个单数。
It's not singular.
如果讲神系独一嘅神，咁系单数。
You, if you talk about God is the only God, then it should be singular.
喺个出嚟表达佢哋嘅时候。
But when God was expressing himself,
你会留意到神话我哋。
God said we.
究竟呢个我哋有几多？
So how many are there?
我哋感谢主。
We thank God。
呢个就系牵涉到嗰个三而一嘅嗰个神嘅奥秘。
This is we link up to the mystery of the Trinity of God。
就是讲出到神系父子圣灵三而一。
It tells us that God, the Trinity, is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit。
所以有弟兄就话，当神造人嘅时候，佢哋系开过。
So that sometimes one sister shared that when God created man, they had a meeting.
确定咗，佢哋就做了。
And they have made the decision and they create man.
所以系我哋。
So it's us.
你事实上就好清楚睇到。
In fact, it's very clear.
父嘅定义。
It's the father's design.
子嘅能力。
And
it's the
image of the Son,
然后是圣灵的能力。
And it's the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，当人被做出来的时候，
So when man was being created,
你先看到神用泥土做好的人。
You see that, the Father made the shape of man from earth.
然后神将生气送入去他们里面。
And God breathed into them to give them life.
然后人就成了，我们中文圣经就翻译他做活的有灵的活人。
Then it become a living soul.
中文圣经就翻译佢做有灵的活人。
And the Chinese Bible, a living man with a spirit.
英文圣经就是说是一个活的魂。
The English Bible says a living soul.
第一次问这个我不详细去讲解。
My sister, I will not go into detail to explain this.
你注意到这个是一个相当严肃的事。
And my sister, it's a very, very serious matter.
泥土造成人的身体。
That earth becomes the body of man.
神的生命的气息进入去里面的神的人神将他的灵进入人
的里头。And God breathed a breath into man is the spirit of God going to man.
产生出一个活的人。
And it become a living soul.
而这个人那个特点就是他的魂的活动是很明显。
Characteristic of this man is that the activity of soul is very evident.
Or
the character of soul is very evident.
那个魂的一个特色是什么
？And what is the characteristic of the soul？
就包括几件事情。
It includes two things。
第一件
，the first
是你的意志
，is your will。
第二件事情
，the second
是你的 感情。
It's your emotional feeling.
第三件事情。
And the third.
是你的思想。
It's your mind or your thoughts.
第一招为你。我特别留意呢方面嘅事。
你 particular pay attention to this。
所以你睇到人嘅结构就系灵与魂与身体。
And you find this the structure of man is the spirit, the soul, and the body。
如同神整个嘅完整嘅表达，乃系父子圣灵。
It's the same as the complete manifestation of God, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit。
我特别提呢件事情出嚟。
I particularly point out this.
一方面是为了我们要提到神自己那个救赎的目的。
Because I want to lead to the purpose of the salvation of God.
另一方面是让弟兄姊妹很确实的来找紧住神自己的话。
On the other hand, I would want the brother sister to lay hold of the words of God.
因为在近代以来那些从神学院里面跑出来的一些神学的思想。
Because there are a lot of ideas coming out from theological colleges.
是非常非常厉害的，要拆散了灵与魂与身体的这个这样的结构。
The idea is to separate or destroy this structure of man with the body, the soul, and the spirit.
我不提他们的内容。
I will not go into what they preach.
你只知道如今的神学呢就变好多变，变来变去就是要打散灵魂体的这个属灵的事实。
In short, all these theological thoughts are to destroy or corrupt this structure of man of body, soul, and spirit.
但神的话很清楚叫我们留意的。
And the words of God, cause us to pay attention.
你看到在后书里面有个文案。
Thessalonica, the greeting at the end.
与你们的灵与魂与身体得蒙保守。
May your the body, the soul, and the spirit be kept.
灵与魂与身体得蒙保守。
And your body, the soul, and spirit be kept.
很显然。
It's very clear.
我们很多的人你要分解出来的话是灵与魂身体。
For the whole person, if we want to analyze it, it's the body, the soul, and the spirit.
在希伯来书叫我们看到话
and
神那里是比两刃的剑都利。
The words of God are sharper than a two-edged sword.
可以将人的灵与魂
is able to dissect through the soul and spirit.
将我们的体骨同埋骨髓
the bone and the bone marrow
可以切开来分解
and to dissect it and to separate them.
神经话好显然叫我们睇到
and the word of God causes us to see very clearly.
与魂与身体
the structure of man is the body, the soul, and the spirit.
因此我愿意弟兄姊妹能够了解一件事。
So I wish the brothers and sisters to understand this.
你不要管人家的神学的道理是怎样讲。
Don't bother about what other people preach about in theology.
管神的话怎
样。We only care what the words of God say.
神的话言之是我们的根据。
And the words of God is our basis.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
And we thank and praise our Lord.
亚当堕落的时候。
When Adam fell.
所有亚当的子孙都在亚当里面堕落。
All the descendants of Adam are fallen together with Adam.
亚当当日有没有死呢？
Did Adam die at that time?
如果我们了解到灵与魂与身体。
If we understand the body, the soul and the spirit.
然后你只能够了解到。
Then you can understand.
里面所讲的我们死在罪恶过犯中
间。That we are dead in sin and trespasses as mentioned in in Ephesians.
然后你才懂得亚当当日究竟有没有死。
And you realize whether at that time Adam had died or not.
圣经里面特别提到死。
The Bible mentioned about death.
从问我们的观念里面的死。
And the concept of your mind about death are very different.
我们的观念的死乃是说我不能够动了。
Our concept of death is that I cannot move anymore.
我没有气了。
My death is gone.
我心跳停止了。
My heartbeat stopped.
我个脑里头嘅电波亦都冇活动。
And the electromagnetic waves in my brain is no more active.
我死啦。
I die.
但圣经里面嘅讲到死。
And the Bible when talk about death.
你从帖撒罗尼迦前书后书里面你可以睇见。
And from 2 Thessalonica, you will be able to see.
那个死
that death
乃是指着我们同神中间的关系断
and it refers to that relationship between us and God has been saved
换句话来说同神没有交通
in other words we have no more fellowship with God
同神中间没有一个来往的那个连结在那里
we do not have any more communication or union with God
所以你看到当日亚当夏娃犯罪的之后
So you see when Adam and Eve after they see him
神来找他们
God come to see him
他们做什么
To see them What did they do?
逃避神
They try to escape from God
躲避神的面
They escape from the face of God 他们
要躲避神的面
Why did they In the past, when God came to the Garden of Eden, they were so happy and come to welcome God. Why? On that day when God came, they have to hide themselves. Because death has already worked in them.
Brothers
and sisters, we can pay attention. They are still moving.
They still use the leaves of the tree.做群嚟遮盖自己。
They know to use thick roofs to cover their shame.
啊，佢哋仲识讲嘢噶。
They can still speak.
佢哋仲喺神面前同神嚟辩论嘅时候咧。
They still defend themselves before God.
推卸责任嘅。
And they still push the responsibility away.
冇错，如果你从嗰个活动嗰个眼见嘅活动嘅事物嚟讲，佢哋冇死到。
If we judge it by according to physical activity, they have not died.
但当你睇到佢哋同神中间嗰个关系
，But if you see the relationship between them and God，
睇到佢哋同神中间嘅感情上面嘅交流
，If you see the feeling between them and God，
冇咗啦
，It's finished，
完咗啦
，That's the end。
佢哋怕见神嘅面
，They are afraid to see God's face。
要逃避神。
They want to escape from God.
神在他们身上要追捕他们的罪。
And God has to chase after their sin.
但感谢赞美我们的。
But with thanks and praise the Lord.
神的拯救在那个时候就已经有了宣告。
At that moment of time, God declared his salvation.
因此救恩就给我们看到。
And through the salvation we see.
当人堕落的时候。
When man fall.
首先灵死去
了。The spirit died.
跟住魂又败坏了
Then the soul become corrupted.
最后身体又停止活动。
At the end, the body stopped its activity.
整个死亡的事实在那处。
And the whole fact of death comes in.
感谢赞美我们的
神。But we thank and praise our Lord.
神的救恩的预备。
And the preparation of the salvation of God.
不是仅仅停留在不至灭亡反得永生。
It did not just stop. It had not.To perish, but have eternal life.
这个只是魂的死亡的那个挽回。
This is but the,
那个是灵的死亡的挽回。
This is but the restoration of the death of the spirit.
叫我们从神恢复那个关系。
So that we restore our relationship with God.
但神的拯救不是停在那里。
But the salvation of God did not stop there.
他要拯救我们的魂。
He wants to save our soul.
他要拯救我们的体。
He wants to save our body.
所以弟兄姊妹，神那个救赎那个恩典。
The grace of the salvation of God.
对着我们那个堕落的深度来安排。
It's according to the degrees of our fall.
灵死了神就救我们的灵
When our spirit dies, he saved our spirit.
魂败坏了神就救我们的魂
Our soul is corrupted, he's going to save our soul.
身体坏了神又救我们的身体
Our body decayed and he's going to save our body.
但是你留意到神的救赎的恩典是包括灵魂体的拯救
The grace of salvation of God includethe saving of the soul, the spirit, the soul and the body.
我们通常所讲的得救是灵的拯救。
When normally we talk about salvation, we only refer to the salvation of soul, a spirit.
人的思想行为动作那方面神那个挽回。
And then it leads to the restoration of our soul, which includes our will, our feeling and our thoughts.
那是魂的拯救
And that is the salvation of soul
甚至乎你读雅各书的时候你都会看到
Now sister you read the book of the
James 你读彼得前书的时候你会看到
Or First Peter John
这两本书信里面所提及的拯救
And this book
都是直接指着魂的拯救
When talk about salvation it's pointing directly to the salvation of our soul
是关乎我们信主得救者之后我们怎样活的问题
It's referring to after we have believed and born again how we need to live
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise the Lord.
没错，我们都要接受那个罪的结局，会经历身体的死亡。
We have to face the consequence of sin that our physical body has died.
有部分的人能够有这样的特别的恩典，是不经过死亡就 可以见主。
There would be some, a small minority maybe, they would have this grace that they would be able to see God without tasting death.
但是他们都要经历复活的大能。
But they have to, experience the power of resurrection.
弟兄姊妹一提到复活这件事你就懂得。
But sister, when we mention about resurrection, you know,
不管我们真是真是身体的死亡埋葬在坟墓的里面。
Whether it's referring to, physical death, when we are buried in the grave,
抑或是那日是经历复活的大能而去见主。
Or on that day when Christ come back, we experience the power of death that we see Christ,
都是为了要叫我们这个身体的改变。
It's for the purpose that our body will be changed, transformed.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们眼见的事情很真实。
What we see is very real.
我认识 Edmund 的时候，大约 Edmund 是好像 Jason 咁上下大嘅年纪。
When I knew Edmund, he was at the age of roughly of Jason.
但系而家 Edmund， 白头发已经开始出嚟。
But now you can see, Edmund has a lot of white hair now.
佢认识我嘅时候咧
，When he knew me，
大约系好似冇边一个。好似佢而家咁啊！
Was around the time Edmund is？
嗱，我就一场全满头白发。
And all my hairs are wet, white.
我唔知仲有几多嘅时间喺留喺呢个地。
I don't know how long I would remain on this earth.
咁我就从呢个地拜拜啦。
Then I will say goodbye to this earth.
但知唔知留意到呢个系我哋嘅身体嘅扭坏
？My sister, because this is the decay of our body.
啊，由 baby 到少年人到青年人到中年人壮年人老年人完结。
From baby to young man to young, and to adult to middle age and to old man and finish.
你是哪一个你没办法能够逃脱。
No matter who you are, you would not be able to avoid.
死的结果。
This is the consequence of death.
当日神宣告的那个你吃那日子必定死的整个的结果。
This is the consequence of when God declare that at that time you eat of this fruit, you will die.
但感谢赞美我们的主。
But thank and praise our Lord.
怎样从死里复活？
How he was being raised from the dead.
他亦在这个复活的大能的里面，我们亦要再活过来。
And in this power of resurrection, we will believe again.
然后被主提到空中同主。
And we'll be raised to the mid air to meet the Lord face to face.
感谢赞美我们的主。
With thanks and praise our Lord.
引到最后的结局，
就是发出
诗篇的说话。
And lead to in the what is read in Psalm 87.
感谢赞美我们的主。
And with thanks and praise our Lord.
我们看到神嗰个救赎的旨意。
We see the purpose and the plan of salvation of God.
只是救我们脱离。
It's not save us, to deliver us from the power of death,
并且是将我们恢复回去到神起初的定义。
But restore us back to the original design and intention of God.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
And we thank and praise our Lord.
这个是我们今天在神的面前所承接的恩典的那个过程和那个结局。
This is the process of the grace of salvation which we receive at the end.
因此我们在主的面前我们说
So before the Lord we say
当主在数点万民的时候
When God counted all the people
我们都要在那说话
We will say at that time
我们的源头在你那里
Our source is from you
神在我们的身上就藉着基督作我们的生命这件事 and, 把我们挽回到一个最完全的地方
And through the fact that Christ become alive that God is able to restore us back to perfection
我哋感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
从个人嚟讲，我哋恢复
individuals
嘅目的。
We are being restored to the purpose of creation.
从团体嚟睇
，as a corporate body，
我哋被建造成为神嘅城。
We become the city of God.
更完整嘅去彰显、去表达神起初。
We be able to manifest and reveal what God's original design in a more full way. And we thank the Lord.
我下午我和弟兄姊妹交通就停在这里。
And I think this afternoon my sharing will stop here.
晚上我们然后集中在看云的拯救这个部分。
And in the evening we'll focus on the salvation of the soul.
看神怎样在我们身上去完成 佢嗰个救赎嘅旨意。
And to see how God is able to complete His will of His salvation. And so we pray.
主，感谢你。
Our Lord, we thank you.
因为你嘅安排何等嘅奇妙。
Because your arrangement is so wonderful.
你嘅心意系何等嘅高超。
And your will and heart is so high.
你喺我哋呢班出于尘土嘅人嘅身上边，你作咗何等稀奇嘅事。
And for us who was being made by the earth, how wonderful what you have done in us.
要将我哋做到如同你起初嘅。那个定义
you work until you can bring us back to your original intention.
要叫我们众人都被无造成神的儿子
So that we'll be molded into, to be conformed into the image of the Son.
来彰显神的圣的荣耀
to manifest the glory of God.
求主给我们有属天的智慧
May the Lord give us the heavenly wisdom.
可以進一步去領會喺我哋身上邊所有嘅工作。
So that we'll be able to understand more deeply your work in us.
感謝讚美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our Lord.
因為你係始。
Because you are the beginning.
你又係終。
You are the end.
你要將我哋帶到你嘅目的。
You want to bring us back to your original intention and purpose.
然同埋你嘅旨意嘅盡頭。
And the end of your will.
叫我哋。在荣耀的里面
So that in glory,
同你一同的喜乐
We'll be rejoined with you together.
一同的彰显你的丰富
We'll be able to manifest together your richness.
主要带领我们在你的心意的里面
Lead us in your will.
很准确的跟随你的脚
So that we'll be able to follow your footstep accurately.
我们仰望主
We look upon you.
因为你实在是我们的拯救
Because indeed you are our salvation.
荣耀感谢赞美都要归给你
Glory, thanks and praises should be back to you.
祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名
In the name of Jesus Christ we pray.